third perek of Shavuos, 11th Mishnah, Shavuos Shav, which was mentioned earlier, which is a Shavuos that cannot be, or it's clearly not true, or it's against the mitzvah. Noheges banoshim v'noshim, the punishment of Malkus applies to whether a man or a male or female made the Shavuos, rechokim akroivim, whether somebody who's a relative or not made it, shem b'sulim, whether the person was kosher Jew or it's not behaving as a proper Jew, b'fnei bezin, shelo b'fnei bezin, whether it's made in bezin or out of bezin, mipi atzmai, also, like Shavuos Bita, he has to make this for himself. And if he does, and transgresses it, chayim al zdoin ha-makas, if he transgresses it intentionally, he gets malkas, v'al shkigosa potter, there's no korban, if he did it, he opened v'shege. Achazu v'achazu, both the Shavuos Shav and the Shavuos Bita, mushman p'yachayim, chayim, that if it's certain circumstances, if the Iker Shavuos is said by other people, it will also take effect. How's that so? Kate said, "Omar loy ochalti hayoyim v'lo hinachti tefillin hayoyim." He said, "I didn't eat. I didn't put on tefillin today." And somebody walks up to him and says, "Shemashbiacho ani, I'm making you swear." In other words, are you saying this as a shvua? Omer amen. And the person answered amen, then he's chayv. Notice by the mere fact that he says amen, when another person says, "Did you say that as a shvua?" is basically giving consent, and that's equivalent to making a shvua, and he'll get all the punishments thereof.